Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 and 12. It was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord made his life an offering for sin, he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Good suffering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If you do not like going to the doctor to get your shots, you aren't alone. Most people don't enjoy getting stuck with sharp objects. Have you ever watched a parent or grandparent donate blood? Here's what happens. The donor is given a bag with a long tube and sent to a reclining seat where a nurse waits. The nurse then connects a needle to the tube and gently inserts the needle into the patient's arm to collect blood. Once the bag is full, the patient is done and allowed to leave after resting and having water and a snack. If needles hurt, why would anyone willingly put up with getting stuck with one to donate blood? They do it because they know their blood can help save other people's lives. They endure the prick of a needle because they want to help other people. Their blood may be used for someone who has been injured in an accident, has gone through surgery, or is very sick. Why did Jesus willingly endure pain and punishment when he died on the cross? Because he knew his blood would help save other people's lives. He endured the beatings, the whipping, the piercing, and the pain of the cross because he knew that by his suffering, he would save others from having to suffer hell. Isaiah said it like this: "It was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." People don't enjoy suffering, but we're often willing to endure it for others, just as Jesus did for us. Because Jesus suffered for us while here on earth, we know that we'll never have to suffer again when we finally leave this earth for heaven. We pray to the Savior who suffered for us. Dear Jesus, you suffered for us in a way we could never fully understand, but we can be grateful nonetheless. Help us show our thanks by willingly suffering for others whenever the need arises. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.